Omicron variants are driving yet another rise in COVID cases across the country. To figure out where the next dangerous mutation of the virus might come from, some scientists are taking to the sewers. SideFX Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia spoke to some of them to find out why.
In Mark Johnson's lab at the University of Missouri, there are fridges full of sewer water.
Every week I get samples from Idaho, I get samples from New York, I get samples from California.
Is there only one of each, or did they give you three of each?
The lab gets hundreds of samples every week in little boxes with tubes of dingy brown water with ice packs to keep them cool. Johnson's lab filters the samples for SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID. They extract its genetic material and sequence it to look for oddities.
The part of the genome we focus on is what's called the receptor binding domain. That's where most of the mutations accumulate.
By focusing on the part of the virus that lets it infect our cells, Johnson can look for mutations that might help it get around our immune system. Each dangerous variant so far, such as Delta and Omicron, had significant mutations in that area. Wastewater testing allows researchers to get a sense of how the virus is spreading without having to sequence a bunch of individual tests. They can even see warning signs of a surge based on what's turning up underground. Beyond just looking for strange new variants, Johnson and his colleagues are trying to figure out where exactly they're coming from, essentially the virus's family history.
Every time we've had a new lineage, it's generally been not derived from the one before, so Omicron was not derived from Delta, Delta was not derived from Alpha, and so forth.
But to hunt down these so-called cryptic lineages, they have to narrow down the source of the virus. Instead of sampling a wastewater treatment plant that may contain material from hundreds of thousands of people, Johnson can sample one specific manhole. To do that, he and other scientists are increasingly using a surprising but practical tool, tampons. In a cell phone video, a student at the University of Connecticut ties fishing line around a tampon before lowering it through a hole in a manhole cover.
I've sent the videos to a number of people.
Kendra Moss, who leads UConn's Microbial Analysis Resources and Services Lab, has been using the technique to monitor COVID outbreaks on campus. She's the one who shared it with Johnson.
It's so simple. Like when I say we tie a fishing line to a tampon and throw it in the sewer, that is literally all it is.
Moss has done research comparing the technique to other methods of sampling that require expensive machinery and found it to be largely on par. That means researchers can sample in remote areas or places where it would be inconvenient, like a busy city street in New York. That's where one of Johnson's colleagues, virologist John Dennehy, has been working to track down bizarre SARS-CoV-2 mutations.
We were able to narrow our variant to a small area of Brooklyn. Unfortunately, within that area, there's still hundreds of thousands of people.
Dennehy says finding where these cryptic lineages are coming from is important because it could help head off the next dangerous variant at the source. Researchers think these variants might develop in immunocompromised people who are infected for a long time. Because their bodies can't deal with the virus quickly, that gives it time to mutate to get around their immune response. But researchers aren't the ones who can quarantine someone with one of those mutated viruses and get them treatment. That's up to public officials, and Dennehy worries they may not be clued in.
I kind of wonder how much the public health authorities are aware of these cryptic variants being a potential source of a new variant of concern.
One highly mutated Omicron variant, BA.2.1.2.1, is now contributing to a new spike in COVID in the U.S. There's no indication yet that the subvariant causes more severe disease than earlier forms. But Johnson says Omicron has outperformed previous variants when it comes to producing offshoots, and tracking them will be critical to potentially controlling them. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, SideFX Public Media.
SideFX Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health.